97.9 FM and WCHL. Hi, this is Rod Stutzhead. Freddie Kiger walking into the studio.
Yes, sir.
How are you, old man? Good to see you.
You speak the truth. How are you? I'm doing good. Hope you are.
All right. Not looking as bright and chipper as you are this morning, though.
Well, I mean, burst of energy, and then I'll crash and burn in about another 15 minutes.
Well, I hope you don't burn, but I know you'll crash.
Yeah, back to the blue magnet.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could do that.
See, I don't know how you do it. I mean, for years. Were you an early morning person when you were a kid?
No, heck no. Yeah, all right.
Were you an early morning person? Now, you were
I'm not an early morning person now. If given the opportunity, I will sleep till about 11 o'clock.
Yeah, see, I'm not having a four-digit rule.
Stay up until
4 a.m.? I got to be up before it gets to four digits.
Really?
So, I mean, if it's 9:59, I mean...
And not me, buddy. I can sleep late every single day if somebody would give me the opportunity to do that.
All right. Okay.
But anyway, you got a good question for us?
Yeah, well, I hope so. Yeah, and for all those folks who are up, we're going to do sport franchises today.
Oh, good.
Sport franchises. Good. All right, you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
If the Hartford Whalers moved to become the Carolina Hurricanes... Mm-hmm. And the original Cleveland Browns moved to become the Baltimore Ravens.
Right.
Then which team moved in 1954 to become the Baltimore Orioles?
Well, that's a great question, man.
Thank you. If the Hartford Whalers moved to become the Carolina Hurricanes and the original Cleveland Browns moved to become the Baltimore Ravens, then which team moved in 1954 to become the Baltimore Orioles?
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Bull City Craft. It's half off your choice of children's birthday party packages available now. Bull City Craft features a variety of arts and craft classes, from preschoolers to adults, art camps, birthday parties, and a wide selection of arts and craft supplies. With today's deal, you can choose from two children's birthday party package options for up to 12 children, with 1.5 hours of time in the craft studio, projects and supplies, and optional goodie bags and treats. It's half off from Bull City Craft. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All right, Freddie, I don't even know the answer.
You know
your
baseball?
I can't
baseball genealogy?
I can't think that deeply this morning.
Okay, we asked if the Hartford Whalers moved to become the Carolina Hurricanes, the original Cleveland Browns moved to become the Baltimore Ravens, then which team moved in 1954 to become the Baltimore Orioles?
Mm-hmm. And the answer is?
The St. Louis Browns.
Oh, yeah. Should have known that.
One of the American League's 8 charter franchises in 1901, it spent its first year as a major league club in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as the Milwaukee Brewers before moving to St. Louis to become the St. Louis Browns.
Right.
And after 52 pretty tough years in St. Louis, the Browns moved to Baltimore in 54, and they adopted the Orioles' name in honor of the official state bird.
Great logo,
too. Of Maryland. Oh, yeah.
I think the
Oriole uniform just got voted by baseball players as best-looking uniform.
Yeah, I love that orange and black, too.
Yeah, it's a clean-looking uniform.
It really is. Yeah. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch, buddy.
You know what? Well, thanks for asking me.
Always glad to talk about baseball with the Tar Heels opening play against South Carolina in a couple of days.
How many cats does this Carolina team have?
I know.
Cats' lives has this Carolina team?
It's amazing. They do not.
I mean,
resilience.
Unbelievable. But
they
holy smoke, how many times can you dodge bullets like that?
Yeah, it caused me to have a heart attack.
No kidding. I mean, 11-8. Ugh.
Yeah, I know. Let's play a game of 9 innings.
Yeah. Well,
tomorrow. What do you say?
Particularly after I worked the 14 and 18 year 18 inning one.
That's
that
right.
Was long, but
and now we just got to worry about rain this weekend.
Well, this is true, and South Carolina is pretty good.
Yes, they are.
So good luck, Mike Fox, and all the Tar Heel Chargers.
You got it,
Omaha. That's so much fun to watch or to be there.
Yep.
Right, see you tomorrow.
Hope we can make it back.
Yep.